Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. Welcome in. Hopefully you've got the light jacket with you this morning when you head out the door, because it is a little chilly out there in the 40s, starting to really feel more and more like fall these days. And I know it's been cooling off at night. I think for the big birthday party tomorrow, just so you know, it's going to be gorgeous. We're expecting sunshine, weather in the 60s. So it's going to be comfortable jacket weather. We're going to have live music for you, and we're going to have a live broadcast out at Lit Cigar Lounge and at just outside of their building there in the district in Chesterfield. I'm hoping you can show up for that. It's free. All you have to do is go and register on the website, because we're trying to get a head count so we have some idea how many people might show up. That's all we're looking for. Other than that, you can show up for free, and we appreciate that. We thank our friends at Rhino Shield and U.S. Men's Medical Center and Lore Wine and Spirits for helping make this possible as we celebrate 25 years of conservative talk on FM radio in St. Louis. It was groundbreaking when it happened. We'll be doing lots of interviews tomorrow with people who were there when the station went on the air. I got there probably 2005, roughly. So I've been around a minute too, but not since the very beginning. So we're going to talk to John Beck, for example, who helped put the station on the air. He was the general manager at the time, and we'll talk to him about the history and all that good stuff during the Mark Reardon Show, which will broadcast live 3 to 6, I should say, tomorrow out there in Chesterfield. Looking forward to it. Hope you can make it. Should be a good time. Coming up, we will get to Mary Vogt. Mary is with the Heritage Foundation. Love having them on every week. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, including Trump's war on DEI, because there's a new study out on just how much impact Donald Trump's been able to have on that DEI industry, as I use air quotes here on the radio, over the past 10 months. It's been pretty amazing. For something that seemed so like it was going to be so hard to overcome, a lot of these corporate DEI approaches have just collapsed like a cheap house of cards. So we'll talk to her more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, why don't we get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
You're building your ballroom right now. They're also building the Obama Presidential Library. I'm wondering if you've
seen... He needs help.
Have you seen pictures of the architecture? And
yeah,
what
I did. It's not too pretty.
Imagine Donald Trump, entrepreneur and builder of buildings, looking at that monstrosity that is the Obama Presidential Library. And it's not done, and it's way over budget, and there's sort of a lot to question there, isn't there?
Today I'm calling on every Senate Democrat to stop the madness, to let our country get back.
Yeah, that's true. The president yesterday there in the Rose Garden with Republicans, Senate Republicans, saying, listen, we need the Democrats just to come and vote. Get the government reopened and we can talk about anything else you want to talk about in the budget, but not until you return to work.
By the way, Laura, I love this that, oh, it's history being destroyed. History? These are the people who for the last 4 years have torn down every statue of this country's history they could get their hands on. George Washington tore it down. Thomas Jefferson tore it down. Theodore Roosevelt tore it down. And now suddenly they're the great defenders of history. Give me a break.
Yeah. Josh Hawley on all of the whiners yesterday because Donald Trump broke ground on the new ballroom that's going to be added at no taxpayer expense to the White House. Yes, they're mad that it's not costing anything. I guess that's what it is. That's all I can figure.
Currently, it takes five voting to take the offensive book out, but only one to put it in our libraries. In hindsight, I should have pushed back on that to make a majority of three. However, I had no true idea of the pervasive inappropriate books in our schools.
Yep, that is Jane Puskar. She is a board member with Francis Howell. This is her at the board meeting on October 16th, so just last week. And she brought this up to the board, and we're going to get her on here at the bottom of the hour, which is why I mentioned it, because she brought up these offensive books, and then she started reading passages out of them. So everybody on the board who is all, you know, all okay and claiming it's book banning if you try to keep in offensive materials, obscene materials out of the hands of children. It's not about banning books. It's about age appropriateness. And she brings this up. And of course, it goes nowhere because she's surrounded by people who don't share conservative values and aren't looking out for the best interest of your children. So we're going to talk to her at the bottom of the hour about this. She's been pushing back on it. She's getting nasty emails because she read the passages out of the books in question. There are people who want her charged with public obscenity, but the books are still in the library. You just about couldn't make this up if you tried, but it's going on in the Francis Howell School District. This is why school board elections are so important. It really is. You got people with no common sense who just override constantly, and they don't have any good reason for it at all. So we'll talk to Jane about that a little more here at the bottom of the hour, because I love the fact that she's been willing to bring that up, and she was willing to drive down here and be in studio with us this morning to talk a little bit more about this. All right. So yesterday, we're going to have Jimmy Failla on in the next hour. I'm very excited about that. Jimmy's great. But yesterday, he had John Kennedy on his show, Fox Across America, which you hear an hour of from 6 to 7 every day right here on the radio station. We love having Jimmy on here. I love the fact that he's now going to be a regular guest of our show every Wednesday at about 8:20. So in about an hour or so, we're going to get Jimmy Failla on live, and I'm going to ask him about this, because he had John Kennedy on yesterday, and I've never managed to get John Kennedy on my radio show. We've requested it, but I'll tell you the thing with a lot of these national senators, if it doesn't affect their state, like they can get some national media out of it, it doesn't really do John Kennedy a lot of good to get on the radio in St. Louis. Nobody here could ever vote for him. And that means them getting up super early, and it's really hard to get him on. But I love what he does, and I love what he says. Maybe one of these days, if he releases a book of Kennedyisms, we can get him on here. Yesterday, he was talking about his conversations with Chuck Schumer over the government shutdown. I thought it was fantastic.
And Schumer wants all this stuff. You know, Dreamweaver is what I said to Chuck the other day. So I need this and I need that. And I said, Dreamweaver, man, you know, put down the bong. We're just going to stay shut down.
Put down the bong. Something probably nobody's ever had to say to Chuck Schumer. I would just have to guess for sure. But we'll get Jimmy Failla on a little later. We'll talk about that conversation as well. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Mary from the Heritage Foundation about all of the DEI programs that have been decimated since Donald Trump took over the White House. That's straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. All right, welcome back. Just a quick reminder before we get to our guest here. You have a chance this weekend to help out my friends raise money to fix Alzheimer's. They're going to do a walk Saturday at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. You can go to alz.org/walk to sign up for more on that. And, of course, you can walk up and register. It opens at 8 a.m. The walk doesn't start until 10 a.m. Saturday. And anything we can do to stop this horrible disease that ravages people, it's affected my family. My guess is you know someone who's been impacted by it, and it's awful. So anything that can be done, more than $1.3 million was raised last year through the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So please do us all a favor. Go to alz.org/walk and sign up to take part in that walk in Chesterfield this weekend. That would be just great. Thank you for that. All right. Coming up, let's get to our guest. We got Mary Vogt, Vice President of Strategic Comms at the Heritage Foundation. And Mary, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I think I saw Dr. Kevin Roberts on Fox or on one of the morning shows Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love seeing him on there. He's such a master of all of this. He's just great. But, you know, one thing they were talking about is the Justice Department, the Trump Justice Department filing charges against Antifa. And the obvious question to me was, why did this take so long? Didn't it take Trump to declare them a terrorist organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you have to remember with all these agencies, Mark, they're not void of people that have been embedded that don't love America and don't love Trump. And so, you know, President Trump did sign the national security memo, the NSPM-7, which designated Antifa and groups like Antifa as domestic terrorists, which is a great first step. That means all the agencies, all the tools of the federal government and Trump administration can be used to fight these individuals. And we know Antifa is violent. They are anti-Americans. They light up cities and destroy businesses and hurt individuals. And so, I mean, we saw in the No Kings protest this last week that George Conway had a T-shirt that said, "We're all Antifa," which is disgusting. They're trying to normalize this very violent, divisive group. And so it took a little bit of time, I think, in terms of, you know, law and order and doing things right. Sometimes it takes time. I have a sister in law enforcement. I understand that. But this is a priority for the Trump administration, the FBI and DOJ. And so it's welcome news.
Yeah, I think that I heard Ted Cruz talking about that. He said these Antifa groups have been very smart. They've been set up these protests, and they all do it very compartmentally. He said the key is stringing all that together, at which point you could maybe bring RICO charges against whoever's funding some of this as well.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a lot of really big, wealthy, rich individuals that are funding it, and they want to try to pretend that it's, you know, these free speech protests and they're very calm. Grandtifa, we learned about Grandtifa this week, grandparents against fascism. They're not nice individuals. They destroy cities and they want to hurt people that love this country.
It's a great point. Mary Vogt is our guest from the Heritage Foundation this morning. I don't know. I mean, I know for myself, there's probably 10, 15 hours of me talking just about DEI over the past 10 years. I mean, honestly, we've talked about the threat of it and what diversity and equity and meant and inclusion. And, you know, I always joke that it meant didn't earn it. And what Trump's been able to do in 10 short months has been pretty amazing in terms of disassembling this across America.
Absolutely. I mean, you understand this. Like you said, you've covered this for many years, this issue. You're never going to be a nation of strength if you don't put the most talented individuals in places that they need to excel. You can't select individuals based on quotas, based on their gender or the color of their skin. In fact, that's actually called racism. And so what's been infiltrating our universities, our corporate America, so much of our country is absolutely ridiculous. And Donald Trump is right to call it out. And he said last month, I think he said, I don't want these universities to fail. I want them to be better. He wants America to continue to be the best country in the world. And so that means that it's an America built on strength, most qualified, determined individuals that can excel. And what he's doing is great. It's welcome news.
It is welcome news, and it just brings a smile to my face when I think of Secretary of War Hegseth explaining to these generals if you want to fight in our wars, you're going to meet the standard. You're not going to meet an easier standard. It's going to be the same for everyone. If you have to pick up your 200-pound fellow soldier and carry them off the battlefield, you need to be able to do that. It's not about discrimination in a case like that.
Absolutely. And if you are in an emergency and you want to call the police, you want the most qualified police officer to show up and help you and your family. You don't want someone that just got the position because the color of their skin or they're trying to meet a quota. It's common sense. And for people that say that it's not, it's a lie and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, very true. You know, Mary, I didn't warn you about this, but I did see this. I covered the story this morning, and I see this on the Daily Signal's website. And it's the story about this Colorado clinic that's offering late term abortions for any reason. And I played a clip that they're actually running a commercial advertising this. Listen to this.
Rise is one of only a handful of clinics in the country trained to provide abortion care in all trimesters.
They're bragging about the fact that at full term, at 9 months, you could walk in that clinic. They wouldn't question your reasons, and they would abort your baby. That is sick.
It's absolutely vile. It is absolutely vile. And most of Americans don't support that. The polling shows that they don't support abortions at such a late term. It's absolutely vile. They're probably doing it for attention. Who knows who's funding behind it? But it's just pure evil.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not like offering money to get people, you know, to come to Colorado. They're basically advertising it nationwide. Come out here. We don't care. It's amazing to me.
So much of our country is broken, Mark. Oh, that's unfortunate.
It really is. Mary Vogt, always great having you on. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. DailySignal.com, Heritage.org is the website. You can go there and read more about that Rise Clinic out in Colorado. I mean, there's a sick bunch of people. I don't know if they're just all stoned or what, but now you can, up to 34 weeks of gestation, you can have an abortion for any reason in Colorado. It's sick. And Missouri law is not far off. I just don't know of any clinics that are doing it here. All right, coming up, we'll get to Francis Howell school board member Jane Pushkar and a fellow parent who are upset about the obscenity they found in some library books. We'll be back in just a minute.
Please don't tell me how it's been taken out of context. Don't tell me let them read. And please don't tell me leave it to the experts. Maybe it's time that we as a district start discussing who the real experts are, and that is actually the parent.
Amen. That is Jane Pushkar, who's a board member out of Francis Howell, and this was in the meeting on October 16th, so last week, and they were talking about the books that are available in the libraries. And, of course, the argument is always, well, you know, are they age appropriate? And in this case, they clearly weren't. I've got Jane in studio this morning, along with Lauren Greenwood, who's a parent of Francis Howell. And Jane, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us today. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I was looking through the video of the board meeting where you read some excerpts out of a couple of these books. And I was looking for a clip I could play on the radio. And I can't because there may be kids in a car somewhere that I don't want to hear some of this smut.
I can tell you, Mark, it was really hard to get through while I was reading it. And fortunately, I gave a parental warning before I read it in the boardroom.
Sure.
And there were no kids in there. So, but we do tape it and it's online.
Well, but you're adults.
Yes.
You're reading this, right?
Right.
But there are kids that kids have no... There's no reason a kid should be able to access that in a library.
You know what's really weird about that? The next day I got an email that told the board to send law enforcement to investigate me for reading it in the boardroom.
For obscenity,
and
right?
And I'm like, you just made my case. Yes, you just made my case. If it's too bad to be read in a boardroom, why is it good enough for our kids to read in their libraries? It's ridiculous.
It's a great point. Lauren Greenwood, let me bring you in here as a parent. What drew this all to your attention?
I've been battling the school for about 3 years, so they've had a lot of emails, a lot of phone conversations, and it started with just having transgender flags hung in the classrooms, and then I started learning more about the books and things being pushed in curriculum, specifically the English teacher at Hollenbeck. So I think it's just been a long time coming, and I'm finally, it just keeps getting bigger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's what's brought us here today.
Well, Jane, you talked in the meeting about the fact that there had been discussion over how to have a vote, or who would have a vote on which books might be removed if they were challenged. And that policy is not exactly the way you'd like it to be right now, correct?
No, it's not. Previous to this little history, the only people that were on the committee to challenge a book were librarians. So if you think about it, the librarians put the books in there. They're not going to want to take them out.
Them.
Yeah. So we changed the policy, I think it's 6341, to a 9-person committee, 4 laypersons, 3 teachers, I think, board member, and a principal. And what it takes is a majority of those people, after a vote, after they read the book and after a vote, they decide whether or not the book should stay in the library. So it takes 5 people to take the book out, but only 1 to put it in.
Unbelievable.
If I had known that at the time, I would have pushed back a little bit more and said, hey, let's make it like maybe 3 people or 4 people, but not 5 people to take a book out. But
So to give people an idea, as we were walking in here, Jane handed me a couple of these excerpts, and she said, can we read any of these on the radio? And I'm like, no, you can't on the public airwaves. You certainly couldn't. But, I mean, give us a PG version of what you're concerned about here and maybe what the title of a couple of these books are. And these are books that are currently available to 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, right, in the high school library.
Correct.
At Francis Howell?
Correct. There's hundreds, Mark. There's
oh,
hundreds.
I'm sure there
There's,
are.
It's been verified that there are hundreds. What I'm concerned about is the sexual graphicness. According to Missouri Statute 573.010, it makes it illegal to give minors sexually explicit content containing minors, and that's exactly what these books do. That's basically what I'm the sexual graphic content, the language, you wouldn't believe some of the language. It's just ridiculous. And there's racist language in there. And why that's good enough to be in our libraries is beyond me.
So I would imagine as a parent, Lauren, because I've got a senior in high school, if somebody gave my child, an adult gave my child a link, a web link to pornography, they would be violating the law that Jane just mentioned. And yet we've got as to your count, hundreds of these books available in our libraries.
Right. And so the school actually has policies. They have a policy about no controversial flags. So that's being violated. They have another one where the teachers are not supposed to be talking about any gender ideology. So these books, when they have a teacher saying, here's an LGBTQ category in the library, I recommend this be an option for your reading assignment, along with 12 other books that are equally inappropriate. How do you not open that up for discussion? If a child's going to read these, they have to talk about it for their homework. So I don't understand how it's just not a black and white, we're in violation of policy.
And the law.
Yeah.
Right. And Jane, and what's the reaction been from your fellow board members? I saw some clearly fidgeting in their seats when you were reading this.
They were
one of them asked you what the titles were specifically that you read from.
Right. The titles were, I read from two different books. One was Bag of Bones by Stephen King, and the other one was Sold, which is, I forget the name of the, Macaulay or something like that.
Trisha McCormick.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. And what that, I was told, well, the Sold book, that's a true story. Yes, it may have been a true story, but it didn't need all the pornography and sexual graphic information
about
in
somebody
it.
Who was sold into slavery, yes. Or sexual slavery,
and,
right?
Yeah. And rape and incest. Oh. All of that's in all of these books. I'm on a book committee right now, and the book that I'm reading also gives an indoctrination into gender identity. I can't put it any other way. And it's in there. That's not what the book is about. It's another true story. It's about a gender-confused person who's wearing a skirt. The skirt gets lit on the bus, and he gets burned really bad. But there's just an indoctrination. Everything of every type of romantic relationship that you could have.
I don't know where this goes now. I mean, are you encouraging people, if you're listening to the sound of our voice and you're a taxpayer in the Francis South School District, put some pressure on them. Your fellow board members could change that policy tomorrow, correct?
Right, correct. A majority of my board members believe that this kind of material should be allowed in the schools because we should let the kids read.
Right. I encourage you to go to my Facebook page. It's FHSD School Watch List, and we have the board clip from that meeting, and Vice President Amy Greider says it's expanding minds and stretching them to be curious, quote.
Curious about what?
Exactly.
Obscenity? Pornography?
Being a sexual predator later in life?
I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that you can completely keep kids from getting that.
Right.
And particularly today, because every kid's got a computer with a web browser on their phone. But as your parent, you could do something to stop that. You can set parental limits on it if you want. You should have that right, correct?
Censor that, yeah.
And you don't, the school's taking that away from you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I believe that if that's what you want your kids to read, go on Amazon and get
and
them to read
it.
Take them to the public library.
Yeah.
In some cases, these kids are being forced to read it because it's part of the curriculum, and I don't think that's right. I truly don't.
It gets back, Jane, to a conversation you have had so many times, at how important these school board elections are.
Yes,
people
they are.
Don't show up to vote. We hold them in April.
14 to 15% of the people show up for that. Yeah, up until now, I think there's been a real hesitancy to do anything really solid about getting these books out. But now that we have found that they are in violation of the law, I think there's more of a movement to get law enforcement involved.
Good.
To figure out what they can do to help us get these books out of the library. Because with 100, right now the system's being overwhelmed. If you think about it, a committee has to be formed for each book. So now we have Lauren's team did, 100 books. I know that there's been 10 books challenged. There may have been more. And already parents are calling me back and saying, they didn't answer my email. So I know that the system's being overwhelmed already. So something's got to give. Something has to happen.
Something to get it addressed more quickly.
Correct.
For sure. And, you know, I know maybe we need to have Senator Nick Schroer on. He introduced the bill last year, correct, to move the school board elections to August or preferably November, when you know you're going to get greater voter turnout.
That's what needs to be done, actually, because the low turnout does not work well for the conservatives at all, or the conservative thinkers.
Wow. Well, Jane Pusgaard's in here with us, of course, a board member at Francis Howell, and Lauren Greenwood, who's a parent. Lauren, remind people again where they can get to your Facebook page, and I'm sure you've got a list of these books that have been identified.
I do, yeah.
Because the more people are active about this, the more attention it's going to get.
That's right. So it's FHSD School and then Watch List. Watch List is one word. So you can message me through there. You can get the latest. I'll post the books that have been challenged. I can help you with that process and just let you know, like, I think the next school board, we should all unite and do patron comments and just speak out, be unified, because this is huge. I was naive. I thought it was maybe three or four books just in the high school. It's even in elementary schools. That list of 100 showed that as well.
Wow, so that there are some of these books everywhere. Available in elementary schools. Yeah.
And we've got board members that support this, and that's the other eye-opener. I didn't realize. I thought once we found them, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's terrible. Let's get that out of there. No, they're digging in.
My call to action is if you can email the board all in one fell swoop, and that's board, or FHSD board at francishouseschools.org, and it'll auto-direct it to all the board members. So if you're unhappy with this content, please make sure that you make your voice heard, and please show up to a board meeting.
Right. It's board at FHSDschools.org.
Yes.
Board at, okay, say it one more time.
Board at FHSDschools.org.
Good. Well, hopefully people are motivated to make their voices heard. It's just the craziest thing. I can't believe we even have to go on the radio and talk about it. It's just that crazy.
We live in crazy town.
We do live in crazy town. Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Lauren, great to see you.
So much.
You too.
And thanks for your hard work on this.
Thank you.
Seriously, parents everywhere owe you a debt of gratitude for standing up and speaking out. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll get to Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America. He's going to join me live this morning at about 8:20. We'll be right back.
And ambitious.
And ambitious.
And agile in the sense that he is a chameleon who makes right. himself into whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him.
Yeah, that's Jen Psaki. Who do you think she's talking about there? Gavin Newsom? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. She's talking about J.D. Vance. This is the depravity of these people on the left. She's trying to make the case that J.D. Vance is a chameleon. And she also added this, which I thought you'd find really interesting.
I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agree.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you.
Yeah. These three women went on this podcast and tried to act like the second lady of the United States, the vice president's wife, is somehow held captive by J.D. Vance. That she didn't meet him and fall in love with him and marry him. And he was a highly successful entrepreneur before writing a book, before running for Senate, before getting elected vice president of the United States. What about him is Manchurian? Do you think she even saw the movie or read the book, The Manchurian Candidate? Do you think she did? It describes somebody who supposedly is brainwashed by a foreign power to come in and get elected president of a country so that they can then do the bidding of the enemy. That's what she's suggesting with J.D. Vance. I'm not comparing myself to J.D. Vance, but I do know where he came from because he grew up in my hometown, and we have similar stories. I mean, from the standpoint that a lot of my family came from at the Appalachia region in Kentucky, moved up to Southern Ohio to get jobs, to work at a steel mill. His grandfather worked at Armco Steel. My dad worked at Armco Steel, retired from there. We have a lot in common there. What exactly about this man's life experience would lead you to believe he was influenced by a foreign enemy? He had everything working against him to succeed in life. He lived in an area in our hometown that many people referred to as the ghetto. The ghetto. None of us were highfalutin. My dad worked at a steel mill. My mom was a teacher. We weren't rich. We were lower middle class at best, but we looked at the people that lived in the ghetto and felt bad for them because they lived in a poor part of town that was all run down. And if you were going to buy drugs or whatever, that's the area you'd go to, right? He had everything in his life working against him. His mother was a drug addict. He was raised by his grandmother, thank God, who seemed to have a will of steel and helped him succeed beyond anybody in Middletown, Ohio's wildest imagination. And you've got Peppermint Patty calling him a Manchurian candidate. It is laughable, is what it is. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America, heard right here on 97.1 FM Talk. He's going to join us about 8:20. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.